All right, we back. Speed Secrets, right? Today's topic is going to be focus. And I love the acronym for focus. I'm going to break it down. Follow one course until successful. We live in a time where it's all about the multitask. It's all about how many hats can you be wearing? How many things can you be juggling? How busy can you be? Which stands at the very opposite of what I just said, which is focus, which is following one course until successful. So for me, why am I using that example? Why are we making that a topic? And Brendan can agree with me. The best thing that we've ever done was literally stop trying to experiment with the training and just follow the system that was right in front of us.
Yeah.
Once, like for right now, we're in week five. I'm in week five of Shred. And I've been a coach, coaching this system. Going on 2 years now. And in these last 5 weeks, everything that I've done is always counting. But again, now just getting to the focus part of being like, you know what? Let me stop trying to figure out how I'm going to train to go back to track. Let me do exactly what Brendan's doing, what the company is doing. Follow Shred program. Take it light. Lighten up the weight. Really focus on getting the perfect form. Focus on getting the perfect rep. Focus on really maximizing my tibialis strength. Focus on maximizing my calf extension. And focusing on all the areas that I've been weak. And I can tell you, going into week five, man, my body is feeling better than it's ever felt. And that's also along with getting back on the track and sprinting once a week. Why is that the focus? I haven't run in 8 years. I could easily tell myself, man, Marcus, you're ready, bro. You've been working out for the last 2 years. But that wouldn't be smart, because that would be me trying to balance a lot of things that I really haven't been focused on. The number one thing I've been focused on is training my body. Now the new focus of adding the sport back in is about being patient just with that and understanding me getting literally better at getting my starts back over again and getting comfortable with the acceleration and getting my body used to that hardware again. That focus is going to allow me to run 100 meters comfortably, successfully, and pain and without any injuries. That's the number one goal, right? So that's a long-winded thing, man, but this focus topic is going to be big, and I wanted to use those very two real examples that I'm literally living out, because everybody else hasn't, I mean, everybody is telling you what to do. We just want to make sure that what we're talking about, we're living it out, so that there's a clear connection of the accountability of what we're saying and what we're doing.
Yeah. Man, I've experienced both sides of focus. I know what it's like to be zeroed in on a singular path. And even if the path isn't perfect, progress is undeniable and it's honest. There's no random guesswork, because you know what you did. And when you're trying to hit every point, when we're talking about training, at least, this capture everything mindset will have you doing mobility separate, then your pure strength work, then you got to get your nervous system with the heavy quarter squats, but then you also want to do Olympic lifts with the power curve, and then you got to do your sprints, but you also need the acceleration work, and you need quick feet. You start doing eight different random things that don't even align well with the goal, truly, compared to, like, what if when we focus in on what we lack, like us being the vessel for any achievement or any expression of movement or sport, if we just get ourselves better, not perfect, just better, then everything else becomes easier. And then the sport becomes easier. But when we start chasing, like, this is why we talk about breaking from the normal mindset of lifting our old ways, is because we got so wrapped up in the squat, for example, that we forgot the squat doesn't make us sprint faster. It's right. That a squat could improve our body, and then this new demands of the body lets us have new expression, which we just sprint faster. Ultimately, the squat is never sprinting. I'm going to go sprint. Does this input help the output? Yeah, maybe, but like, when you're trying to hit everything because you don't want to miss out, that FOMO stuff is real. It'll have you in places you shouldn't be, in rooms you don't need to be in. And like, some of my hardest times in life is when I was trying to wear every hat just so I wouldn't miss any of it. No, just on a little tangent, I have a personal philosophy of, like, you would really be surprised how many different things you can become world-class at if you took one at a time hyper serious and didn't water it down. Right. And so, like, I'm someone who's like gone from beginner to pretty decent at a lot of things I sucked at, from soccer to then track and then even music stuff, playing piano. Like, I was always late to the scene, but I was more focused when I'm at the scene. So I passed the kids that just kind of were grandfathered in, like they started young or they're naturally fast, or, but they never had to focus.
Right.
So when I found a stride of like, show up to track world, this is track, Brendan. Like, this is, you can't come in thinking you're ATG sprinter, so that means you're good because you did ATG. You're going to be ATG pulled hamstring. And that's what happened. And then I was like, all right, changing my name. But it's real.
It's real, man. I love it.
It's just paying respect to what, like, when you see someone who's made a Ben Patrick transformation, I think the ultimate respect of the results and the muscle of what it took mentally to stay focused enough is like, go get the same results. And he's been so focused enough to even outline it and document, so it's a clear blueprint with no money incentive, like incentivized. It's charging pennies compared to other people for a route. You could see it once and go do it or get the coaching. But the point is, like, the truth is out. Now, people don't want to accept that's their reality. They're like, well, everyone's different, so I'm going to – it's like, just don't change the wheel. That's the saying you said, don't change the wheel, just spin the wheel faster. Mm-hmm. If you pass the predecessor, then maybe you go on to whatever. And this is a personal rant at this point, bro, but I've been in a point in my life, even recent, where I was so drained because it feels like you're doing so much, you're mm-hmm. so busy, and I kind of realized I've been in the same place for a lot of months. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, like realizing running – as fast as I can, but staying in the same place, that sucks.
Real.
And that's what injuries do. That's what these traps do. Yeah. Avoiding a huge setback, like you said, sprinting once a week, taking it light, building up, because I respect this game like it should be.
Yeah.
And that's going to have you avoid the major trap of a massive injury or whatever stalling out because you want to get there fast. And so, man, life is just like a good block start. There's good starts, fast starts. You want to get there fast, you're going to get somewhere, but you're not. This is a long haul, dude. So I feel this one to a core level for sure. Being busy is like, it's about productive effort, zeroed in. Measurable progress is a non-negotiable on that too. You got to know, like, we're not saying have blind faith that you're not even applying or measuring. Like, you should know it feels right and works. And it goes to training, it goes to everything, it goes for speed. Like, if you want to get faster, that's such a good single focus, you know. Like, that's why we call this speed secrets, not athletic secrets,
right?
Because there's enough people trying to get you to the ultimate athlete, this that, but what gets you paid? What gets you on a team at the combine at 40? Like, more than anything. And so let's take the most important things for us, at least in the track world or sports. And like I said, this gets you faster.
Yeah.
And we've all had moments. You told me like a few weeks ago that maybe last week you realized you were really focused on the dunking. You're like, I'm not even a basketball player. I'm not trying to dunk.
Exactly.
Is it cool to know? Like, is it helping a little bit? I'm the same, bro. Me too. I hang out with basketball players. And Ben Patrick and them, I've been working on my jump shot. What am I doing?
Right.
If I want to work on a jump shot, that's fine. But, like, realize that's serious business, too.
Right.
And then the sprinting is serious business, too.
Mm-hmm.
So focus, man, it's the difference of, like, 100 quick steps or, like, 10 good ones. I'd rather take 10 good steps and get somewhere versus a bunch of pitter-patter in life and just be like, wait, this stuff doesn't work. I took the steps.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't good steps. They were, maybe I'm getting too in the analogy, but.
No, you're right on the money, man. I mean, because when we think about it, right? That's why I'll go back to that analogy. Follow one course until successful, right? And I love that. I can't even remember where I first heard it from. Maybe back in some time in my sales career, which is funny because I did sales and I learned the skills that I needed, but I wasn't focused on the right industry, right? Again, like you just talked about, like, is there anything wrong with dunking? Absolutely not. At the end of the day, though, I love track and field and I'm a sprinter. Because that's where my mind should be focused on when it comes to why am I training for what sport? So that's what shifted my mind back around what was important for me. And that's just something that, and I, when I'm thinking about focus, we can almost give you like an example of like, think of our focus like a flashlight, right? With a flashlight, we can only point it on one thing at a time, right? No matter what. So I think that's how we should kind of try to visualize what focus is, what it's look like. It's really where we're able to shine our flashlight and put our mind to and be conscious of. So for me, in my specific case, again, like knowing, all right, I want to be able to sprint. What is it that I should be focused on? And again, it's my entire left side being as just as strong as the right one. And that's the singular focus. So then that gets down to, now I can break down, okay, what's the goal? What's the exercises, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the focus is my left leg needs to feel just as strong as the right one, period. And then yep. We go from there. We go from there. So what happens is, I think anybody that's listening, you can think about, all right, how can I be focused? Where should I start with focus? Like Brendan talked about, like really try to figure out like, what is the one thing that you're really not paying attention to? Because that's really what it comes down to. It's almost like the thing that we're really avoiding the most is really where we should start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like usually.
Yeah. You have that one thing you can't solve. You stop blaming the problem. You just start like looking at whole new equations. You're like, ah, no, it can't be that. So let me get athletic in all these different ways. And it's like, you know, I love the flashlight analogy of the focus, because what's cool is you focus on one thing right there. You get the light on it so you can really study it. You can embody it. You can practice it. But once you know what's there, you've got it. You could move the flashlight elsewhere. Exactly. That's fine. Ben Patrick was basketball, heel for basketball, heel for basketball, heel for basketball. He did it and then was like, cool, I got to go be a coach though. So heal myself further, coach it, become a coach, get others results, results, results. Boom, did it. Then I got to scale it. Got to become a businessman. Got to learn the business of this. Got to expand. Got to try. And it works like that time and time again.
Right.
You know, but if he said, I'm going to be the best player coach that starts a business, you wouldn't know who he is. You wouldn't know who he is. The best player coach entrepreneur. Yeah. None of us would know who he is.
Period.
And it always works like that. So many examples. I don't have the depth of different industries, but like, I like music. Kanye West was a producer. Did that for real, established, then boom, he's an actual rapper, he's an artist. So established on that boom, you want to go fashion. So established that, you can have your own opinions about the dude, but like, right. The point is, success is a linear. Success doesn't happen everywhere all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can rest assured that there is no progress that goes to waste, because the skill sets can be kind of transferable. Like if you get faster sprinting, you may not even like dunked in 2 years, but you could go out and realize now it's easy. Would it have been progress if you only focus dunking? Of course not. But it's like, ultimately, what's the highest priority? And then the other stuff is a bonus. It's like, cool. And we should have a whole episode about aesthetics versus athletic, because this is another example. People want athletic, but then they're like, but I don't want to lose my look. And it's like, dude, tell me Marcus doesn't look like the body. Like, come on. Like, it'd take any world-class athlete, 99% of people would take that physique.
Yeah.
And so even though it's not the focus to look a certain way, the demands of getting athletic, you're going to look better than probably you even imagined if you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
But people get messed up because they don't want to lose it. So they're doing some athletic, but they're doing chest flies, and they're wasting, like, junk volume on other shit. That's where it gets weird, you know? We've seen it with like younger kids, and I got patience with them, and so do you, in some of our group chats, and like where we see younger ATG guys like, hey, I love basketball and I want to do, run a 5K, but I'm also really big into pickleball and I want to be good at like squatting. And it's like, how should I balance my weekly approach? And it's like, all right, well, pick one, scrap the other three, like just for now. And then, And the thing is, not like their experience to any of them. So it's like, that is very paralyzing, right? Mark just went deep into sales, and I can just tell in the way, like, I did sales too. We connect on understanding certain tactics and psychology from what we were doing in the past, and it helps now.
Yeah.
But he didn't know that would help what he's doing now.
Exactly.
But proficiency anywhere is going to help a little bit. So it's like, it's cool that you did that. But there was an order to it.
Yep.
And this past year for you, bro, like, I really look up to how you've become a coach. Like, I don't know anyone personally that has coached as many people in the flesh day in, day out as you. And you did it so well before even worrying about social media content. Yeah, right? I remember when I first met you, you were coaching, and you told me after, you felt like I should, because you're at this expo of all these creators and influencers. You're like, nah, let me stay focused for a little longer. And then when I reached out and wanted to help and like click up on some social media stuff, you flourished because you already did this section really well to where now you can be more well-rounded. But the focus was there. And so, yeah, man, you try to achieve everything, you might get nothing. It's crazy. Hey,
man, I appreciate it. I just want to go right back to what you talked about, which is that FOMO, right? We got to spend more time there because what is it? Like, I don't believe there's anything special that happened. I just wasn't worried about losing ground, quote unquote, right? Because I feel like that's what happens. Like, the fear of missing out is this fear that, okay, if I don't stay focused on that as well, I'm going to lose ground somehow, and that's going to cost me. And this is, again, another trick of the enemy, because if you're doing the right thing, it's going to lead to the right thing. Even if it doesn't look like it, right in front of you. And it's like, well, how would me focusing on my tip help me actually be able to dunk, right? Why would that, right? Because this is what's happening. We believe that if we don't put that work in, we're losing ground. And again, man, that's just a fallacy, because everything that you talked about is just the truth, right? It's a compound effect. And getting so excellent at one thing is going to carry over, not just the result of that, but the mindset and the mentality that comes along with focusing. Because there's the old classic, I'll bring this up, maybe folks have heard of it or not. There's the classic marshmallow test, right? You ever heard it down when you heard the marshmallow test with the kids, right? And maybe some of our viewers have heard it, but I'll break it down real quick, right? There's a marshmallow test, and they randomly give all these kids a marshmallow, and they tell them, like, listen, if you do not eat that one marshmallow, when we come back, they didn't tell them how long they were going to be gone. When we come back, you're going to have two. So the kids were left by themselves with this marshmallow, and they had to decide, where are they going to eat the marshmallow or not? These were young kids. The point I'm making is there were some kids that ended up eating the marshmallow. They said, I ain't waiting. Then there are some kids that got so creative that they turned their backs, did all kinds of other things to make sure that they did not eat that marshmallow so that they received that second one. Well, you can guess what happened with that second group of kids that was actually able to delay gratification. They ended up being successful in almost every area of life, higher than the group that ate the first marshmallow. So that's a testament to let us know, if we don't learn how to really focus on one thing and really make sure that we realize, like, if I put all my energy into the right thing, it's going to lead to more. It's going to lead to abundance. It's going to cost us on the back end. It's just the truth. It's going to cost us. Our inability to truly stay focused and to lock in will have us feeling so, what's the word? Overwhelmed, right? Busy, stressed, and it won't allow us to have the peace of progress in going in the right direction, right? Because that's what it's supposed to be. It's the journey. We are working, we are doing the right stuff, but the kind of like mindset of like, you're always on the grind and it's always this like uphill battle. I think, again, that's just another trick of the enemy that's making us be unfocused, because I don't see how you're really on the grind if you're just consistently taking the right steps. And that's why, you know, I'll lastly say, man, this is why I always go back to the tortoise and the hare, because if that story wasn't true, I wouldn't keep bringing it up. The hare is what's robbing us of the joy of locking in and staying focused and getting real results, because we all want to get it so fast. We're trying to figure out what's the quicker way. How can I actually take this wheel and turn it into an engine that's going to take me off even faster, right? So it's a process, man. There is no cheat code. There's no shortcut. We already did an episode that there is no cure. And I'm going to keep saying it, man. If that's what it is, I'm going to be the one, because I promise you, I ain't on this earth to lie to nobody, man. It's the real truth out here.
And we're becoming less and less afraid to just call it out when it's there. But while being the example, because the reason that hair mentality still exists is because it's so marketable. It's because, right, there's people out there. If you go on YouTube, the most viral videos are going to be What are the 10 best passive income, this, that? What's the quickest way and easiest way to get the most for the least time? The shortcuts everywhere that are truly just about how can I get without the process?
Boom.
So why did you even want that?
Boom.
Lottery winners usually go broke if they weren't rich already. It's weird like that, but it's depressing even when you do get the big ticket goal without a process. And so 6-week ab program or 4-week quad blaster, it's like that's dishonest. And exactly. It's just going to be set that way. And the cool part is call me out. Because the thing is, I'm not asking to be judged in 3 weeks. Call me out and stay tuned for 3 years. Because I'm going to be doing the same thing.
There it is.
So there's no need to be right. I'm not trying to be, you know, super judgmental. But, like, it's distracting. That's all it is. Distractions. I've never felt how run down I was in bad times till I stopped getting distracted and I sat and played. Like, oh, wow, I'm, like, tired as shit, my body's beat down. Like, you don't realize till you stop all that how you actually feel. It can be alarming. So a lot of people just keep masking that or stay busy or stay on whatever, distracting from like that one thing, whatever it is. And so I we're all human. This is one everyone can relate to. And mm-hmm. No one's arrived. It's just an intention. And I'm needing it right now. I'm refocusing and I feel good about slowing down to some key basics, and I know I'll get there. I've done it. So I think the irony about the FOMO stuff, this is the most ironic part. If you pursue excellence in one thing, you also end up pretty good at like 5 related things.
That's right.
But if you set out to go good at 5 different things, you end up being not that good at any of them, not excellent at any. So like choose excellence. And you get the compound residual effect.
That's right.
You try to mass like capture everything, you catch no fish. You literally cast every fish, you get nothing, and you're hungry. And then it's like, it's hard, bro. But, you know, I've learned that from you. You were very focused this year, made the most progress of anyone I personally know. And I'm just going to follow suit. Like, it's simple to me. So, yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. Last thing I'll say on focus, just because maybe somebody else will be able to relate to me. Like, I'm, you know, working for myself, self-employed as a coach. And now, obviously, I want to continue to grow my business. I had to make another conscious focus shift. Like, I'm running, I'm building a business. We're doing this podcast. At the same time, I'm still dedicated to my soon-to-be wife and my son-to-be. So I had to remind myself, like, I have to make sure that my focus goes through me and my wife's relationship, then how I am as a husband and a father, and then that's going to facilitate into my business. So I just want to put that in there too, because I know that's something that we don't always get to talk on, and that's maybe a little bit off, but I want people to know, like, there's so many areas that you always have to redirect your focus so that you can really get where you're trying to go, because that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about.
That's real. Just, I don't mind the transparency, just to share it. I hope you don't, but Marcus hit me up last Friday, and he was like, yo, bro, I got to be transparent, honest. We're going to have to do 3 days a week on this podcast, not 5. And basically ran me through the same. You were like, here's the priorities. Here's where I realized I just got to refocus, you know? And we're both down for this. Like, this is needed. It's rewarding for us. But, yo, it's real. Like, I expect it. And the transparency is just self-honesty. So then there is no, like, there's no flake. It's no like, maybe we could. It's like, yeah, bro, that's exactly how you should do it. That prevents a drop off. That prevents this podcast dying randomly, you know? And it's like that with so many other examples, bro. So, yeah, man, it's all respect. I like that honest just plug in, because someone could seem like they have it all together. And usually if they're doing that, they're just snipping away when it's needed and just getting more aligned. And that looks like a seamless, effortless process, but it takes some convos and some, you know, awareness. And it's sometimes uncomfortable. You're not sure how it'll go or whatever, but you do the right thing, it takes care of you.
That's right.
What it That's is.
Right, baby. Follow one course until successful.
Focus.
Holla.
Yeah.